Have you ever wondered why you keep making the same mistakes despite your best intentions? Or why certain relationships leave you feeling drained while others energize you? The Enneagram, an ancient personality typing system that identifies 9 distinct ways of viewing the world, might hold the answers. This powerful tool has captivated millions worldwide, from corporate executives at Motorola to spiritual leaders like Pope Francis. Though its origins remain somewhat mysterious, possibly dating back to a 4th-century monk named Evagrius, its uncanny accuracy in revealing our unconscious motivations has made it an essential resource for those seeking self-knowledge and personal transformation. As Oscar Wilde once noted, the final mystery is oneself, and the Enneagram offers a map to navigate this most challenging terrain.
The Enneagram takes its name from the Greek words for 9, ennea, and drawing, gram, represented by a 9-pointed geometric figure showing how 9 distinct personality types interconnect. Unlike other personality systems that merely describe behavior, the Enneagram reveals why we behave as we do by identifying our core motivations and fears. This ancient system has evolved over thousands of years, drawing from diverse spiritual and psychological traditions, including Sufi mysticism, Christian monasticism, and modern psychology. Our personalities develop as protective mechanisms in childhood. When faced with challenges or threats to our basic needs, we instinctively create adaptive strategies. A child who feels unseen might become an achiever, type 3, to gain recognition, while another might withdraw, type 5, to protect their energy and resources. Over time, these strategies become so automatic that we mistake them for our true identity. The term personality derives from the Greek word for mask, persona, reflecting how we confuse these protective layers with our authentic selves. The Enneagram organizes its 9 types into 3 triads, each associated with a center of intelligence. The gut triad, types 8, 9, 1, processes life instinctively and is driven by anger. Type 8s express anger directly, 9s suppress it, and 1s internalize it as self-criticism. The heart triad, types 2, 3, 4, relates through emotions and is image conscious, focusing on connection, achievement, and authenticity, respectively. The head triad, types 5, 6, 7, processes through the mind and is driven by fear, manifesting as withdrawal, vigilance, or escapism. Each type has a deadly sin or passion that drives behavior. Richard Rohr defines sins as fixations that prevent the energy of life, God's love, from flowing freely. For instance, type 1's passion is anger, type 2's is pride, type 3's is deceit, and type 4's is envy. These passions aren't mere character flaws, but deep-seated patterns that reveal our core wounds and growth opportunities. The Enneagram also recognizes personality's fluid nature through its intricate system of interconnections. Each number has relationships with 4 other numbers that influence behavior. Wing numbers are those adjacent to your primary type. For example, a type 2 might lean toward type 1, 2W1, or type 3, 2W3, lending some of their characteristics. Stress numbers indicate predictable behavior patterns under pressure. Type 2 moves to type 8 in stress, while security numbers represent growth patterns when feeling secure. Type 2 moves to type 4 in security. When identifying your type, focus on underlying motivations rather than behaviors alone. A type 3 and type 7 might both be high achievers, but the 3 is driven by a need to be valued for their accomplishments, while the 7 seeks to avoid pain through constant activity. Think about who you were at age 20, when personality traits were most pronounced, and consider how you act at home rather than in public. The descriptions may focus on negatives to help with identification, as we recognize ourselves more readily through our flaws than our strengths. Understanding your type isn't about boxing yourself in, but rather about recognizing patterns that both limit and empower you on your journey to self-awareness.
Type 8, the Challenger, approaches life with remarkable intensity. Eights are powerful, direct individuals who value honesty and justice. They're the human dynamos of the Enneagram, larger-than-life presences who radiate confidence and fearlessness regardless of physical size. Their deadly sin is lust, not sexual, but for intensity and control. They crave action and energy, approaching life like Visigoths sacking Rome. Anger dominates an eight's emotional landscape. Fiercely independent and oppositional, they distrust others until proven otherwise. Their quick trigger anger serves as a defense mechanism to hide vulnerability, the innocent child they once were. Many eights report that childhood circumstances forced them to prematurely abandon innocence and take responsibility for themselves and others. They received the wounding message that the world is hostile, only the strong survive while the weak get beaten or betrayed. In relationships, eights want others to challenge them back. They admire strength and won't respect those who won't stand toe-to-toe with them. Despite their intensity, eights possess tender hearts beneath their armor. They fiercely protect loved ones and empower others to reach their potential. Their journey involves reconnecting with the childhood innocence they abandoned and rebuilding trust in humanity. Type 9, the peacemaker, represents the quintessential sweetheart of the Enneagram. Adaptable and easygoing, nines allow life to unfold naturally and offer others freedom to grow. Their deadly sin is sloth, not physical laziness, but spiritual disconnection from their passion and motivational drive. Being in the anger triad, nines underexpress their anger, disconnecting from its positive aspects that could inspire change and courage. Nines characteristically self-forget and merge with others, adopting their feelings and opinions to maintain harmony. Their diffuse energy makes them appear blurry or in soft focus, often unnoticed as they enter rooms. Despite appearing sweet, nines harbor significant repressed anger that emerges through passive-aggressive behaviors like forgetting tasks, stonewalling, or deliberately slowing down. Many nines report growing up feeling overlooked in their families, receiving the wounding message that your wants, opinions, desires, and presence don't matter much. Their natural ability to experience union gives them a spiritual leg up in connecting with God. Even as children, nines possess an innate awareness of the interconnectedness of all creation. The healing message nines need to hear is, "We see you and your life matters." Type 1, the perfectionist, sees a world full of errors and feels duty-bound to correct them. Their deadly sin is anger, though resentment better describes their experience. Ones believe the world judges people who don't follow rules or control their emotions. They suppress their own anger about imperfections until it manifests as smoldering resentment. Ones have a unique way of seeing the world where errors jump out, demanding correction. They genuinely believe they're being helpful when they reorganize your dishwasher or correct your methods. Ones live with a merciless inner critic that never goes quiet, constantly berating them for real and imagined failures. Despite these challenges, ones get things done with remarkable thoroughness. They create flawless products, fight injustice, and approach every task systematically. Young ones strive to be model children who follow rules meticulously. The wounding message these children internalize is that mistakes are unacceptable and that they must be good to be worthy. Their journey toward wholeness requires befriending their inner critic rather than fighting it. The essential truth they must internalize: a person does not need to be perfect to be good.
Type 2, the helper, creates identity through relationships with others. Twos are generous, caring individuals whose sense of self revolves around helping others. Their deadly sin is pride, which seems contradictory given their selfless appearance. This pride manifests in their belief that others are needier than they are and that they alone know what others require. Twos create safe, comfortable spaces for others, accepting people as they are without judgment. However, they operate in a tit-for-tat world, often unaware of their unstated expectations. When their help isn't reciprocated, they become resentful, revealing their true motives. Two children are people pleasers who try to earn love by giving away favorite toys or their lunch. They learn early that having needs leads to rejection, so they become independent by avoiding their own needs. Relationships mean everything to twos. Warm and tactile, they move easily toward others with physical touch and verbal affirmation. Interestingly, most feelings twos experience aren't their own. They feel what others are feeling. The healing message for twos is, you're wanted. Their needs matter too. Twos must learn the difference between self-interested giving, which expects payback, and altruistic giving, without strings. Type 3, the performer, crafts personas to impress others, eventually losing touch with their authentic selves. Their deadly sin is deceit, not because they deceive others, but because they deceive themselves. They believe they must project success to prove their worth and win love, confusing achievement with identity. Healthy threes are optimistic, resilient dreamers who inspire others. When spiritually mature, they have nothing to prove and genuinely celebrate others' accomplishments rather than flaunting their own. Threes struggle more than any other type to recognize and connect with feelings, both their own and others. Instead, they do feelings rather than have them, observing and mimicking others' emotional expressions. Early in life, threes absorb the wounding message, "You are what you do." They become achievement machines, excelling at whatever their family or culture prizes most. As the type least connected to their feelings, threes struggle in relationships. They project images of perfect families while exhausting partners and children with the pressure to maintain appearances. The healing message threes desperately need to hear is, "You are loved just for who you are." Type 4, the romantic, experiences life through the lens of uniqueness and emotional depth. Fours feel fundamentally flawed, believing something essential is missing from their makeup. Their deadly sin is envy, constantly comparing themselves to others who seem complete and happy. Like Catherine and Heathcliff in Wuthering Heights, with noses pressed against windows watching others celebrate life, fours feel like perpetual outsiders. Fours are prone to melancholy, but find a bittersweet pleasure in it. As Victor Hugo wrote, "Melancholy is the happiness of being sad." Their emotional states fluctuate dramatically, and they often intensify feelings deliberately. Fours don't just have emotions, they are their emotions, which forms the basis of their identity. Four children typically feel different and misunderstood by family and peers. They seem simultaneously approachable yet unavailable, trying to carve out identity through their differences. Relationships become the stage for a four's life drama. They can be high-maintenance partners, constantly searching for the ideal someone to overcome their unworthiness and complete them. Fours need to understand that nothing is missing in them. They weren't shipped here with a vital part absent. Their spiritual journey involves regulating emotions rather than exaggerating or wallowing in them.
Type 5, the investigator, is characterized by a thinking-oriented approach to life. Their deadly sin is avarice, not greed for money, but a profound need to retain and protect what little they have. Fearing scarcity, they meticulously hoard time, energy, space, personal information, and privacy while minimizing their needs to maintain self-sufficiency. This manifests in practical ways, like maintaining strict boundaries around their living space, carefully rationing their social energy, and being selective about sharing personal details. Fives prefer observing life from a distance rather than participating in it. They're not passive watchers, but active information collectors who remain objective in conflicts, like Switzerland. Their analytical minds constantly process data, seeking patterns and deeper understanding. They collect information obsessively to avoid feeling inadequate or uninformed, often falling down research wormholes that can last for days or weeks. Many fives recall childhoods with either intrusive parents who demanded too much emotional engagement or a lack of meaningful interaction that left them feeling disconnected. As sensitive, quiet children, they retreated to their minds for refuge, finding solace in books, hobbies, or specialized interests that didn't require social interaction. Fives may be the most misunderstood type relationally. Social engagement drains them quickly, requiring significant alone time to recharge. Their communication style is presentational. Ask about feelings, and they'll share thoughts, often responding to emotional questions with logical analyses. Independence isn't just a preference, but a necessity. They might disappear for hours without explanation, retreating to their private sanctuaries to process and recharge. Despite these challenges, fives make loyal companions who remain calm during crises, keep confidences religiously, and demonstrate love through actions rather than words, often showing care through sharing their knowledge or helping solve problems.
Type 6, the loyalist, is the most faithful and dependable type on the Enneagram. Their deadly sin is fear, though what they actually experience is anxiety, a vague apprehension about potential threats rather than immediate dangers. They worry even when life goes smoothly, wondering what might ruin it. This manifests as constant scenario planning and what-if thinking that can both protect and paralyze them. Sixes crave security and consistency, appreciating clear rules and guidelines. They're incredibly loyal to communities they join, rarely leaving over minor disagreements and often becoming the backbone of organizations. Though initially wary of others, once they trust you, they're friends for life, defending their loved ones fiercely. Sixes come in two varieties. Phobic sixes, who seek security through pleasing authority, often becoming model employees or citizens. And counterphobic sixes, who challenge authority figures, confronting their fears head-on through bold, sometimes reckless behavior. Type 7, the enthusiast, embodies joy and boundless love for life. Their deadly sin is gluttony, not just for food, but for positive experiences, stimulating ideas, and material things to fend off suffering and feelings of deprivation. They crave constant stimulation, always wanting just a little more, whether it's adventures, relationships, or career opportunities. Sevens excel at reframing, instantly recasting negative situations in a positive light to avoid pain. When confronted about selfish behavior or poor decisions, they'll rationalize with impressive verbal dexterity, turning criticism into opportunities or jokes. They maintain escape hatches in all situations and avoid commitments that limit options, often keeping multiple backup plans ready. While they live for adventure and savor anticipation, they often feel let down when events arrive, as reality rarely matches their grand expectations. This can lead to a pattern of constant planning but inconsistent follow-through. Many sevens report formative experiences of abandonment or being overwhelmed without support. These children received the wounding message, "You're on your own," and responded by creating mental sanctuaries where they could escape painful emotions through planning and positive thinking. Relationships with sevens are never dull. They're constantly planning adventures and spontaneous outings, bringing excitement and possibility to others' lives. As classic commitment phobes, they equate stuck with commitment and need to believe relationship commitments are their own idea, often requiring patient partners who can provide both freedom and stability. The Enneagram's true value lies not in labeling ourselves or others, but in illuminating the path toward wholeness. Each type has a unique journey of transformation that begins with self-awareness and leads to integration. This process involves recognizing our core patterns, understanding their origins, and gradually expanding beyond their limitations. For eights, transformation involves reconnecting with vulnerability and innocence beneath their tough exterior. They must learn that true strength comes not from domination, but from openness and emotional availability. When eights move toward security, they access healthy two qualities, becoming more caring and revealing their tender nature. This might manifest as an eight leader learning to mentor others gently rather than through force, or allowing themselves to ask for help when needed. Nines must wake up to their own importance and reclaim personal authority. Their journey involves recognizing that their presence matters and that genuine peace comes not from avoiding conflict, but from engaging authentically with life. In security, nines move toward healthy three traits, becoming more goal-oriented, decisive, and self-confident. This could look like a nine finally pursuing a long-delayed dream or speaking up consistently in meetings rather than defaulting to agreement. Ones need to embrace imperfection in themselves and others. Their transformation involves quieting the inner critic and finding grace in the cracks and flaws of existence. This might mean learning to laugh at their mistakes or allowing a project to be good enough rather than perfect. In security, ones adopt healthy seven traits, becoming more self-accepting, spontaneous, and fun, perhaps spontaneously taking a day off without guilt. Twos must learn that they are wanted for who they are, not just what they give. Their growth involves recognizing and expressing their own needs without fear of rejection. When secure, twos move toward healthy four traits, becoming comfortable with not pretending to love everyone and setting clear boundaries. A transformed two might say no to requests without offering explanations or admit when they're feeling overwhelmed. Threes need to discover their true identity beneath the masks of achievement. Their transformation involves slowing down enough to feel their emotions and recognize their inherent worth apart from performance. In security, they move toward healthy six traits, becoming warmer and more emotionally connected. This might manifest as a three choosing to spend time with family instead of working overtime or sharing vulnerable feelings with friends. Fours must embrace the present reality rather than yearning for what's missing. Their journey involves learning to regulate emotions and finding value in ordinary experiences. When secure, they adopt healthy one traits, becoming disciplined enough to realize creative ideas and maintaining emotional balance. A growing four might develop consistent work habits rather than waiting for inspiration or find joy in simple daily routines. Fives need to move from hoarding to sharing, from observation to participation. Their transformation involves trusting that resources are abundant and that connection won't deplete them. In security, they access healthy eight qualities, becoming surprisingly spontaneous, outspoken, and physically present. This might look like a five volunteering to lead a project or sharing their knowledge freely without fear of depletion. Sixes must develop faith to counteract fear. Their journey involves trusting their inner guidance rather than external authorities and recognizing their own capacity for wise action. When secure, they move toward positive nine qualities, becoming less anxious about potential threats and more lighthearted. A transformed six might make decisions without excessive consultation or face challenges with calm confidence. Sevens need to embrace suffering rather than run from it. Their transformation involves staying present with difficult emotions and finding depth through commitment. In security, sevens behave like healthy fives. They stop consuming experiences and start contributing, growing comfortable with silence and solitude. This might manifest as a seven maintaining long-term relationships or projects or developing a contemplative practice.
Thomas Merton writes that love begins with allowing those we love to be perfectly themselves rather than twisting them to fit our image. The Enneagram offers this gift-like special glasses that let us see through others' eyes. When we understand that a six spouse views the world as dangerous or that a three partner feels compelled to excel at everything, compassion replaces personal frustration. For instance, a six's constant questioning of plans isn't about distrust, but their deep need for security, while a three's focus on achievements stems from their core fear of being worthless. Every Enneagram number reveals something about God's character, offering a unique window into divine attributes. Ones show God's perfection through their pursuit of righteousness and moral integrity. Twos witness God's selfless giving through their nurturing hearts and desire to help others. Threes reflect God's glory through their ability to create and achieve excellence. Fours embody divine creativity through their depth of emotion and artistic expression. Fives mirror God's omniscience through their quest for knowledge and understanding. Sixes demonstrate God's loyalty through their faithfulness and commitment. Sevens reflect God's joy through their enthusiasm and ability to see life's possibilities. Eights show God's power through their strength and protection of others. And nines reflect God's peace through their ability to unite and harmonize. Problems arise when we exaggerate these traits into idols, becoming caricatures rather than authentic expressions. A one's pursuit of perfection can become rigid legalism, while a two's helping nature might transform into manipulative caregiving. The Enneagram helps us relax our grip on one dimension of God's character to receive others. We learn to seek health within our number while accessing gifts from other numbers, moving toward wholeness, integrate us. For example, a five can learn to balance their intellectual pursuit with a seven's spontaneity, or an eight can temper their forceful nature with a nine's peaceful approach. The ultimate purpose of the Enneagram is not merely self-knowledge, but transformation, a journey from our adaptive self to our essential nature. As we understand our personality's dark side, we give God consent to bring meaningful and lasting change.
This might mean a 4 learning to find beauty in ordinary moments, or a 3 discovering their worth beyond achievements. We discover that our personality is not our prison, but a starting point on the road back to our true selves, the people we were created to be before the world told us who we should be. This journey involves both accepting our gifts and acknowledging our limitations, creating space for growth while maintaining compassion for ourselves and others. Through this lens, the Enneagram becomes not just a personality typing system, but a sacred map for spiritual growth, showing us both where we are and where we might go in our journey toward wholeness.